Today, we'd like to see the title, The Desire of All Nations. In the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verses 1 to 21, to ordinary words of people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 7, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with glory, said the Lord of hosts. What is the desire of all nations? Question 2, in verse 9. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, said the Lord of hosts. What are the glory of this latter temple and the glory of the former? Last question, in verse 23, in that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, and will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts. What could we see where Zerubbabel has been chosen like a signet ring? When Persia conquered Babylon in 536 before Christ, Cyrus king allowed the Jews to return to Judah and rebuild their temple. The people, not all of them, the remnants of the people returned to begin rebuilding temple with Zerubbabel and Joshua, but were seized by adversaries to do so for 14 years, from 544 before Christ up to 520 before Christ. So, in 520 before Christ, Haggai and Zechariah, the prophets, encouraged it to finish the rebuilding it, putting God first before any others. Haggai chapter 1, verse 4, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins? So 14 years, Israel people, they took care of their personal matter, yet of God's matter, that is, to rebuilding the temple. Verse 14, so the Lord stood up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people who voluntarily want to return to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts their God. So last chapter, already the Holy Spirit stirred up governor and the high priest and remnant to rebuild or to accomplish the temple of God. Now, verse 1, the second message. In the seventh month is a Jewish calendar, seventh month, that's a Gregorian calendar, October, or our calendar. So in October, on the 21st of the month, 21st of October, the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, Zerubbabel, the lead governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, Joshua, high priest, which means Levite, and the remnant of the people, saying, who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory. Here, former glory, which meaning just the previous temple of Solomon, the temple which Solomon had built. So in the Bible, five kinds of temple is described. Number one, tabernacles of Moses. So God specified to build the temple. Tabernacle means a movable temple, like a tent. Tabernacle of Moses, the first time. Second one is Temple of Solomon. Temple of Solomon, historically, the most gorgeous temple. They used a lot of gold, a lot of silver, so huge, so on the earth. Then here, today, on the text, the Temple of Zerubbabel. The Temple of Zerubbabel, the most piteous temple. The most piteous temple. Then Jesus' ministry on the earth, the first type temple, the Temple of Herod. The Temple of Herod. The last one to be Temple of a Millennium Kingdom. That is described by Ezekiel chapter 48. That's a future one. So then here, the verse 3, who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory, which meaning in its glory over the Solomon temple, and how do you see it now? Now meaning right now, temple of Zerubbabel. In comparison with it, is this not in your eyes as nothing? So which meaning compared to the temple of Solomon, the now, the present temple of Zerubbabel is nothing. So, you know, that kind of sense. So Ezra chapter 3, verse 12 and 13, older generation who saw the former glory over the temple of Solomon, but young generation didn't see the temple of Solomon. So here, but many of the priests and Levites and heads of the fathers' houses, all the men who had seen the first temple of Solomon, wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this temple of Zerubbabel was laid before their eyes. So all the people wept because this temple is the pitiest. Yet many shouted aloud for joy. Many, meaning many young generation aloud for joy. So that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy coming from young generation, from the noise of the weeping of the people coming from the older people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the sound was heard afar off. So then, verse 4, yet now be strong. God encouraged through Haggai, be strong specifically. First, Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, said to the Lord, and be strong, Joshua. Second, the high priest, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And be strong, all you people of the land. Then is be strong too. The remnant people. Says the Lord, and work. Work meaning keep on. You are rebuilding. To finish. To rebuild the temple of Zerubbabel. Work. Because I am with you. So we can apply. We meaning as a born again Christian. So when we face a difficult thing, we should be encouraged, because we should be strong. We keep on work as long as the door is opened by the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. These things says, he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts and shuts, and no one opens. As long as God gave opportunity, So we should be strong until the opportunity is opened. We never give up because God is with us. Our God is almighty, omniscient. So we should be strong. So we will finish God's job. Then here's verse 5. According to the word that I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. So continually, God gave encouragement right here. My spirit remains among you. Like Zechariah chapter 4, 6. Zechariah is the contemporary prophet with Haggai. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Not by human might nor by human power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. That is the same message in the bottom line here through Haggai the prophet. Verse 6, for this says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea, and dry land. So once more, in future, it is cited in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 26, 27. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Shaken things like money, car, house, career. For example, unshaken things like God, Word of God, reverse to spiritual works. So here indicate universal earthquake, not local earthquake in a fault zone in the Great Tribulation. Verse 7, and I will shake all nations, universal earthquake, not local earthquake, shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. So desire of all nations hope, desire, that is Messiah, Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29-30. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, or after the great tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the power of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So riding on white horse in Revelation chapter 19, last part indicated that. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ our hope. The Lord Jesus Christ himself is our hope, the hope of all Christians, which meaning to see him when he's coming at any moment. Also, Colossians chapter 3, verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also appear with him in glory. Judah chapter 1, verse 14, Jesus coming down with the rapture, the Christians do. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about this man also, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints. Saints meaning born-again Christian, simply, by 100% God's grace. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, and I saw the thrones, and they sat on them. And judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast of his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. So Jesus coming down with raptured born-again Christians, called in raptured church before the Great Tribulation. And the true Great Tribulation is the believers beheaded or martyred, you know, coming down together, plus 144,000 Jews sealed through the Great Tribulation. All together coming here, they will become kings. So Jesus Christ himself, the King of Kings. So in that way. Also, here, verse 8, the silver is mine. Here, God said, therefore, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, which meaning even decorated gold and silver to the temple of Solomon. That's mine. That's God's. Belong to ultimate owner is God. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. Basically, exhortation to Israel people and the governor of Judah and the high priest, Joshua 2. The glory of this latter temple, which means the future temple, the kingdom of a millennium kingdom. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former. The former meaning the kingdom of the temple of Solomon. So which meaning the future, the temple of a millennium kingdom glory, much greater than the previous temple over Solomon, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place, in this utterly the temple of a millennial kingdom, when Jesus will come here to establish millennial kingdom, in this place I will give a peace, says the Lord of hosts. In this place of the temple of a millennial kingdom, I will give peace, as God promised. Then verse 10, on the 24th day of the ninth month, now 2 months later from the seventh month in verse 1. So ninth month is Gregorian calendar, December, winter season. So in 520 before Christ, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, now ask the priest concerning the law, saying, basically, the raise a question to priest about priestly law, whether or not, you know, so priest know well the priest law, the question. Here, question 1, verse 12, if one carries holy meat, holy meat means the meat sacrifices to set apart from the world to the Lord. Simply offering to the Lord, not contaminated with the world. Set apart from the world. So holy meat considered to be holy. In the fold of his garments, so in the circuit of his garment. So holy meat directly touched in his garments. So the garment directly touched by the holy meat, then is and with the edges. Edge is, circuit, edge, or the circuit. So with the circuit, he touched the bread, or stew, wine, or oil, or any food. So with false edge, or the circuit edge, or the skirt, indirectly, or secondly, touched matters through the garment. So the question is, will it become holy? So second touched one is holy or not? That's a question. There is a Leviticus chapter 6, verse 27, priest law saying, whatsoever shall touch the holy flesh, the offer shall be holy. The priest law said, whatever shall touch the holy flesh, the offer shall be holy. Only indicate directly touched one become holy, but here excluding indirectly touched one holy, or secondly touched one holy. So nothing. Will it become? The question is, secondary touched one become holy or not? Or indirectly touched one holy or not? That is the second question. Then the priest answered and said, no. That's the correct answer. So that is God wants to teach a priest. Put God first before any matters, not second position. Put God first before any matters. Then verse 13, and Haggai said, if one who is unclean because of a dead body is unclean thing, then here, directed touched person is unclean. Directed touched person is unclean. Because somebody touched dead body. Dead body itself is unclean, but directed touched person is unclean. There's your next question. Touches any of these, then that person touches any of the thing indirectly or secondary, touched one is unclean or clean. That's the question. Whatever he indirectly or secondary touches through the dead body is unclean. That is Numbers 19, verse 11. He who touches the dead body of anyone shall be unclean 7 days. Verse 22. Whatever the unclean person touches shall be unclean, and the person who touched it shall be unclean until evening. So this is two questions. Basically, holy thing indirectly to touch it, the one not become holy, but is unclean thing indirectly or second touch the one still unclean. Then is God explained here. Verse 14, then Haggai answered and said, through Haggai, so is this people like that, and so is this nation before me, says the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and what they offer, there is unclean. So not set apart every work from the world. That is, put it first to God before any others. The best thing, first to God. Here, priority issue. That's why they had a season, the 14 years rebuilding the temple. So Haggai chapter 1, verse 4 say, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses or your sealed houses, and this temple to lie in ruins is seized for 14 years. Then verse 15, and now carefully consider from this day forward, from before stone was laid upon stone in the temple of the Lord, which meaning for the foundation of the temple. So they worked for the foundation from 536 up to 534 before Christ, just for 2 years. Then verse 16. Since those days, since 14 years ago, the Caesar the period between 534 before Christ and 520 before Christ, when one came to a heap of 20 measures or ephahs, one ephah, the Hebrew unit, 10 omers, that is a 3/5 bushel, or international metric unit, 21 liters. 21 liters. Then is here, 20 ephahs, there were about 10, only 50%. They expected 20 measures, but only 50% they get it. And one came to the wine vat, wine large container, to draw out 50 baths or 50 vessels from the press. But there were about 20, less than 50%. They got it. So their expectation was not met. Their expectation was not met. Why? Verse 17. Because God said, I struck you with blight and mildew and hail in all the labors of your hands. Yet you did not turn to me, says the Lord. Because they put God always secondary. So that's why God doesn't want to do so. Always you should have put God first before anything else. That's why God gave discipline to you, because their heart not to put God's matter first before any others. That is not to start the rebuilding the temple of God. Then verse 18, consider now from this day forward, from 24th day of the ninth month. Ninth month is December in 520 before Christ. From the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid in 534 before Christ, consider it. Is the seed still in the barn? Now it's in winter season because December. As yet the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not yielded the fruit, but from this day I will bless you. So God gave her blessing, promise. Then, because they've been concerned about something else ahead of God, such as their own welfare, houses, cars, careers, money, or possessions. But God said, from this day, I will bless you, which means in the future. Then verse 20, and again the word of the Lord came to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. So the month meaning ninth month. Ninth month, 24th day, blessing day in the future. Then verse 21, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake heaven and earth. That's a universal earthquake in the great tribulation. Verse 22, I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, to kingdoms meaning kingdom of the Gentiles invading Israel. I will destroy the strength of the Gentile kingdoms. That's indicating Ezekiel chapter 38, entire chapter 38, talking about the Gentiles, nations invading into Israel. So verse 17, thus says the Lord God, are you he of whom I have spoken in former days by my servants, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied for years in those days that I could bring you against them. That is the kingdoms of Gentiles which invade Israel. And verse 23, thus I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, then they shall know that I am the Lord. So God gave a promise. God is destroying the kingdoms of Gentiles which invade Israel. So that is related to Macedonia verse in Revelation chapter 16 come out. I will overthrow the chariot and those who ride in them, the horses and their riders shall come down, everyone by the sword of his brother. Then verse 23, in that day, said the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, said the Lord, and will make you like a signet ring. King James Version make you as a signet. Signet is a ring to sign for an authentic document purpose, authentic document sign. So here, for I have chosen you, God chosen Zerubbabel in the millennium kingdom, the last 3.5 years chosen. Here, we can see Zerubbabel, he might be good candidate of the second witness. Why? Revelation chapter 11, verse 3 and 4 said, I will give power to my two witnesses in the last 3.5 years, and they will prophesy. Two witnesses prophesy 1,260 days, that is 3.5 years, clothed as sackcloths. These are two olive trees and two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. Two olive trees is a symbol of two witnesses. Two lampstands, the symbol of two witnesses. That one also, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 2 and 3, prophesied too. And Zechariah is the contemporary prophet of Haggai in 520 before Christ. And he said to me, what do you see? So I said, I am looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold and a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, lampstand, seven lampers with seven pipers to the seven lampers. Two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl and the other at its left. There is two lamp, big lampstands, so there are seven lampers. There are two olive trees too. So Malachi chapter 4, verse 1, first witness must be Elijah. Why? Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 said, behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. So Lord is coming on the earth. So 3.5 years, the first witness, Elijah. So second witness, probably Enoch. Enoch without death. You know, he was ascended into heaven. So Enoch, that's a possibility. Also Moses. Because Moses, Revelation chapter 11, those miracles looks like it's Moses' 10 plagues of miracle. You know, river become blurred and kind of thing. So that's why second candidate Moses. Also another one, John the Baptist. Because John the Baptist, the Israel people consider him as Elijah, you know, too. So maybe John the Baptist. Then last one, Zerubbabel. So that's why is a good candidate of the second witnesses, Moses, Enoch, John the Baptist, or Zerubbabel. Then is chosen you. We as the children of God are chosen by God. Because Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Okay, let's see each question answer. Question 1 in verse 7, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. What is the desire of all nations? We answer the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Question 2 in verse 9. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. What are the glory of this latter temple and the glory of the former? The latter temple meaning future temple, so the temple of a millennial kingdom, prophesied by Ezekiel chapter 48 in detail. And the former one is the temple of Solomon, glory. Question 3, in verse 23. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, and will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts. What could we see where Zerubbabel has been chosen like a signet ring? So, you know, God, you know, sent two witnesses. Zerubbabel is a strong candidate of the second witness in the last 3.5 years to worshiping, you know, Jews. So now, let Brother Rick, he leads a song, you know, for closing.